This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our study of Ecclesiastes with I Commend Joy, Joined to the Living, Your Portion in Life, Wisdom Better Than Might, and A Little Folly. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me. A reading from Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as a crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Romans 15, verse 4, we hear an apt description of the purpose for which we have the reading that we had today from the last chapter of the last book of the canonical scriptures. There in Romans chapter 15, the Apostle Paul writes, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." The description that you have before you today in Revelation 22 is written, along with the entirety of the scriptures, that you today might have hope, and that your hope might be in our Lord Jesus Christ, that you might, as it says in 1 Peter, set your hope fully on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Our Lord wants you to hope in him. But even now, at this time, today, someone else is working that you might not set your hope fully on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is working night and day to bring you down so that you might not set your hope fully on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, so that you might not have hope, but rather that you would fix your eyes on the things of this world, the things that are passing away, on what your own hands can do, on the pleasures of this world. And when all of those things fail, when they fail to satisfy, when they fail to give you life, Satan wants you to despair. To despair of any hope. And to join him at the end in the lake of burning fire. Our Lord does not want that for you. Our Lord wants to give you hope, and he wants you to fix your eyes on the things that are above. He wants you to set your eyes, to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. And he does it here today in the reading from Revelation 22, 1 through 5, by giving you a picture of the end. And today I'm going to specifically focus on three aspects of the picture that our Lord gives here in the book of Revelation in this passage. First, our Lord gives you hope by giving you this picture of the tree of life. Second, by telling you that there in the heavenly city, there will be nothing that is accursed. And third, our Lord tells you that you will see his face. All of this should remind you that you have hope. Our Lord caused these scriptures to be written so that you may have hope in him. So first, let's consider the tree of life. The tree of life had been set in the Garden of Eden, but when Adam and Eve fell, they were barred from eating from the tree of life. The curse was pronounced and they would die. But here in the New Jerusalem, in the heavenly city, the tree of life is producing abundantly, not just for a season, but every month. The tree of life is producing 12 kinds of fruit, and its leaves are for the healing of the nations. And so even as you live in this world, and the devil wants you to focus on the trees of this world, to believe that they will give you life, that perhaps this next treatment will really get rid of that terminal illness that you face or that a loved one faces. To believe that if you just go to that hospital or that doctor, they will be able to help you, they will be able to give you life. Our Lord sets before you a picture of eternity and says that you can come and eat from the tree of life that is nourished and sustained by the water of life that flows from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Because you are able to eat from the tree of life because of the death of the Lamb when he was enthroned on the cross. By his blood, he opens to you the way to everlasting life. Through a new and living way, that is, through his flesh, so that you might eat from the tree of life and live forever. And that where all of these other things fail, all the things of this world that try to promise so much, where they fail, you know that eating from the tree of life, you will live forever. And so even should you face in this life some terminal illness, you know that even if you should die before our Lord returns, you have access by the blood of Jesus to the tree of life because of the blood of the Lamb, and you have been washed in the living water of your baptism and given new life, a new birth, that though you were dead, you have been killed and made alive by the blood of Jesus through your baptism. But this is not all that our Lord sets before you. He also sets in this picture the statement that says that nothing that is accursed will be there in the heavenly city, the New Jerusalem. And what was under the curse and what is under the curse? That which is unholy, that which is evil, that which is sin, there will be no more sin in the New Jerusalem. Now you struggle with your sinful nature, and the devil would try to tell you to despair of any help from God and say, just give in to it. Just give in to your sinful nature. It's so much easier to go along with it. So much easier than fighting against it and putting it to death, especially in this Lenten season, the season of repentance. No, the devil would have you despair of anything that the Lord offers and wants you to go along with him and with the world deceived by him, to follow the desires of your sinful nature. But our Lord promises that he will one day bring you to a place where you will not have to struggle against a sinful nature, and you will not have the devil tempting you, and you will not have the temptations of the world. That will one day end. There will be a place where there is nothing under the curse, which brings us to the third part of this picture that I'm focusing on today, and that is that you will see the face of God. This is the goal. The goal is to be reconciled to God and to be in his presence forever. Right now you have his presence hidden under water, bread, and wine in his word, but there it says in our passage from Revelation, you will see him face to face. Every time you have the divine service, we state the benediction from Numbers chapter 6 and declare that our Lord's face shine upon you. But right now, you don't see that face shining upon you. You do not see the Lord who brings light and will bring light forever, so that we do not need no lamp, we do not need any lamp or light of sun. But in the new heavens and the new earth, the Lord will be there forever, and you will see his face forever shining upon you. And his name will be upon your forehead, as we heard also in this passage. You have the promise when the benediction is given that the name of God is put on his people. Well, there, in the new heavens and the new earth, this will be a reality that you will see. You will see our Lord face to face, and his name will be upon your forehead to say, you belong to our Lord. So the Lord says, you are mine, I love you, and I care for you. Our Lord gives all of this in the last chapter of the last book of his holy word, so that you might have hope, and that you might not despair and focus on the things of this world and follow the ways of the world deceived by Satan, but rather that you might fix your eyes on our Lord in the midst of your struggle against sin and against the devil and against the world, that you might have hope in our Lord and his gifts. You know, sometimes when I read a gripping mystery novel, I'm in the midst of a very dangerous part, or dangerous to the characters in the book. And I wonder, are they going to make it? And so I sometimes want to flip ahead to the end. And just don't totally ruin the book for myself, but skim through it just to make sure they're still alive. And see what actually happened to them. And then go back to read in detail the story. Our Lord gives the real ending to everything here in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, so that you don't have to wonder what the end of the story will be. Because you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what is going to happen next week, next month, next year. And for some of you, what might happen on April 29th, while it's known to a couple of people here, is not known to you, and your life will change radically. And you don't know what other twists and turns will come in this life But you do know that our Lord has revealed the ending of the story, and that he desires to bring you there to eat of the tree of life and live forever. That you will be there without a sinful nature, without the temptation to sin, and that you will see his face, and his face will shine upon you, and you will know that you are his forever. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
Thank you.
In our prayers, we remember Lori Matter as she undergoes a surgical procedure this day. O Lord, hear my prayer. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Heavenly Father, you forgive all our iniquities and heal all our diseases. You sent your only begotten Son to bear our griefs and carry our sorrows. Be merciful to Lori, pardon all her sins, and restore her health according to your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.